Okay. Thank you.
The Senate will come to order. Would all senators indicate their presence by voting? Secretary, take the roll.
Twice more and I'm gonna run for the door.
We'll take a late, but.
Yeah. Well, no, we don't have to take a man, we just have to, it's just halfway coming out.
Senate will stand at ease. The Senate will come to order. The voting machine malfunctioned. Would senators again indicate their presence by voting? Would the secretary take the roll?
The roll shows 19 members present. Senator Ferguson is excused from a call to the Senate today.
Our chaplain this morning is Pastor John Tinsdell of the Northern Lights United Presbyterian Church.
In the midst of many important activities and legislative plans, O Lord, make us sensitive to and aware of the village alcoholic teenage girl who is 5 months pregnant, unmarried, and unaware of where to get help. The two anchored parents who have lost their 17-year-old son this week from brain cancer. The grieving mother, shot last night on South Plains.
Certification of the journal.
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 72nd legislative day and Senate supplement number 23.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the journal for the 72nd legislative day and Senate supplement number 23.
Is there any objection? Hearing none, it's ordered. Introduction of guests. Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, in the gallery behind me is a young lady who's been very active in the Anchorage real estate community and a friend of mine, Miss Beverly Burleson. Mr. President, in the far gallery is a longtime constituent of mine and also a member of the Anchorage business community, Howard Kalnoski.
Any further introduction? Senator Poland?
Mr. President, I would like to introduce to the group this morning a friend of mine, a constituent from Kodiak, the president of CHAR, Carmen Lundy.
Senator Hackney? Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I see Senator Ferguson is not here. One of his constituents is in the gallery, the former president of CHAR, and from Rome, Tom Reardon.
Any further introduction of guests? Messages from the governor.
Message of March 21, dear Mr. President. I have read the following resolution and am transmitting the enrolled and engrossed copies to the Lieutenant Governor's Office for permanent filing. Senate Resolution Number 10, relating to the forthcoming action by the U.S. Congress regarding D2 land withdrawals, Senate Resolve Number 1, I have signed the following resolution and am transmitting the enrolled and engrossed copies to the Lieutenant Governor's Office for permanent filing. House Joint Resolution Number 45, requesting assistance from the Alaska Forces Radio Network in covering the Arctic Winter Games, Legislative Resolve Number 13. I have signed the following bill and transmitted the enrolled and engrossed copies to Lieutenant Governor's Office for permanent filing. House Bill Number 863, supplemental appropriation to the Department of Health and Social Services, general relief, and providing for an effective date, Chapter 19, Session Laws 1978. Sincerely, J.S. Hammond, Governor. Those are the only messages from the Governor.
Messages from the House.
Message of March 21, the House has passed the following and returned Senate Bill 137, increasing the small claim jurisdictional limitation. Senate Bill 517 amended, Alaska Pipeline Commission. These have been sent to enrolling. Message of March 21, the House has adopted the report of the Free Conference Committee on Senate Bill 118, thus adopting Free Conference Committee substitute for House Committee substitute for Senate Bill 118, miscellaneous appropriations to the municipality of Anchorage, Department of Revenue, Legislative Affairs Agency, Steering Council for Alaska Lands, and Department of Commerce and Economic Development. The Senate adopted this 321. This has gone to the Governor. Message of March 21, the House has passed the following and transmitted for consideration. House Joint Resolution Number 67 by the State Affairs Committee, requesting release of secretarial contingency funds for CETA programs in Alaska.
State Affairs.
Committee substitute for House Bill Number 795 by the Community and Regional Affairs Committee, an act making a supplemental appropriation to the Department of Community and Regional Affairs for the benefit of the Fairbanks Town and for the Fairbanks Town and Village Association for Development Incorporated, and providing for an effective date.
Community of Regional Affairs and Finance.
Those are the only messages from the House.
Communications.
There is a communication, a carbon copy of a letter from the Governor to the Chairman Sackett of the Senate Finance Committee amending his budget on the North Slope Hall Road. I think this has been distributed.
Without objection, the Governor's letter will be placed in a supplemental journal.
That's the only communication.
Standing committee reports.
The Finance Committee had Senate Bill 213 under consideration and recommends due pass. Signed, this is Rural Development Assistance, Department of Community and Regional Affairs. Signed, Senator Sackett, Chairman, concurring, Senators Homan, Croft, Mielen, Tillian, and Orsini. 213 has no further referral.
Rules.
The State Affairs considered Senate sponsor substitute for Senate Bill 371, creating the Alaska Marine Highway Authority, and reports it back as follows. Senator Willis, co-chairman, signed no recommendation. Senators Bradley and Curtula signed no recommendation, should be amended. And Senator Huber signed do not pass unless amended. Senator Willis, co-chairman, also signed no recommendation, must be amended. 371 has a further referral to finance.
Secretary will proceed.
On the last report on sponsor substitute for Senate Bill 371, I failed to read Senator Ray signed do pass if amended. The Judiciary Committee had
Senator Huber.
Does it have, I'd like to inquire of the chair, does it really have a due pass? Is there a difference between due pass if amended, if no amendment is attached, and do not pass unless amended when none is attached? I'm not sure whether it has a true due pass.
I assume that under the rules, a due pass means an unqualified due pass. that a due pass with amendment is an ambiguous statement, and that if we were at that point, it would take a decision of the body as to whether or not to calendar it, if we were at that point. Senator Ray?
Mr. President, I would take exception to the margin of ambiguous statement or the signature of an ambiguous report. Without, I can understand how you can make that the judgment, but during the discussion in the state affairs that the bill had a technical defect in it, and we were waiting rather than to wait. We thought we could send it on as a letter explaining what the defect was. So actually, we couldn't say pass it in a straight form. We could say pass it if amended. And the letter, the accompanying letter, would reflect that.
Well, is there an amendment attached to the committee report?
There's a letter attached to it.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, this is a matter which is not yet before us for any particular purpose. Under the rules, there's no action required at this time. We'll go on to the next order of business unless there's objection. Senator Huber?
Mr. President, I do concur with your interpretation, but sometimes I am confused by these things that are brought up. If there isn't an unqualified due pass, I have often wondered if we really have a due pass, because when I myself write down do not pass unless amended, and then sometimes I write do pass if amended, I know that it's not an unqualified due pass, and sometimes you're not able to tell. And I think we had two bills yesterday out of state affairs that neither one, in my opinion, had an unqualified due pass. I just didn't know, and I appreciate your ruling.
Mr. President.
Senator Curtula.
Isn't it moot so long as it goes to another committee?
It is at this time, sir. That's the reason I'm trying to move on to something else. Would the Secretary proceed to the next order of business?
The Judiciary Committee considered sponsor substitute for Senate Bill 509, modification of sentences, and recommends it be replaced with a committee substitute and do pass. The report was signed by Senator Homan, Chairman, concurring Senators Ziegler and Tillian. 509 has no further referral.
Rules.
The State Affairs Committee considered Senate Bill 530, Special Appropriation to New Capitol Site Planning Commission, and reports it back as follows. Senator Willis, Chairman, signed do pass if amended. Senator Huber signed do not pass. Senator Bradley signed no recommendation. Senator Ray signed do not pass. Senator Curtula signed no recommendation. 530 has a further referral to finance. The Finance Committee had committee substitute House Bill 773, Finance, Special Appropriation to the Department of Fish and Game, Division of Commercial Fisheries, under consideration and recommends due pass. Signing, Senator Sackett, Chairman, concurring, Senators Croft, Mielen, Tillian, Orsini, and Holman. 773 has no further referral.
Rules.
The Rules Committee had Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 87, annulling a regulation relating to drinking water. Senate Bill 311, authorizing the Alcoholic Beverage Control Board to issue club permits. And Senate Bill 401, supplemental appropriations to the Department of Public Safety under consideration, and recommend they be placed on the March 23 calendar. Signed, Senator Ziegler, Chairman, concurring, Senators Coletta and Homan. These do appear on Thursday's calendar. The Rules Committee had Senate Bill 429, Alaska Loan Programs Fund, Alaska Permanent Fund, Renewable Resources Development Fund, and other state revenues under consideration, and recommends this bill be placed on the March 27 calendar. Signed, Senator Ziegler, Chairman, concurring Senators Coletta and Holman. This does appear on Monday's calendar. There are no other standing committee reports.
Special committee reports?
There are no special committee reports this morning.
Introduction of Senate resolutions?
There are no Senate resolutions.
Introduction of Senate bills?
Senate Bill Number 561 by the Rules Committee by request for the North Slope Hall Road Committee, an act relating to the North Slope Road.
I'm informed that the North Slope Hall Road Committee does not want a re-referral, therefore the referral will be to State Affairs and Finance.
Senate Bill Number 562 by the Resources Committee, an act relating to Alaska land policy and providing for an effective date.
Community Regional Affairs, Resources, and Finance.
Mr. President.
Senator Poland.
I would like to move and ask unanimous consent that the letter of transmittal accompanying that bill be spread in the supplemental journal.
Without objection, the letter of transmittal signed by yourself, Senator Poland, dated March 21st, will be spread in the supplemental journal. Next order.
Senate Bill Number 563 by the Rules Committee by request for the Special Committee on Employment Resources and Opportunities, an act relating to the authority of the Division of Tourism in the Department of Commerce and Economic Development to enter into contracts.
Commerce.
Senate Bill Number 564 by the Rules Committee by request for the Special Committee on Employment Resources and Opportunities, an act relating to non-resident owners of vehicles.
Make one referral to Judiciary. Senator Huber, is this a matter which you're dealing with in your work on the motor vehicle codes?
Could I hear that again, sir?
It's an act relating to non-resident owners of vehicles. It has to do with licensing of non-resident vehicle owners when they get a job in the state.
Here we have brief and easy.
Senate will stand at ease. Senate will come back to order. Senate Bill 564 will be referred to the State Affairs Committee and Judiciary. The Special Committee on Employment does not request a re-referral.
There are no other bills.
Brings us to the daily calendar.
Senate Bill Number 440 by Senator Ferguson. And
Senate will stand at ease. Senate will come back to order. Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, we move and ask unanimous consent to cite this among Secretary's desk and take it up to the other special order of business at this time. Mr. President, I would also move and ask unanimous consent that the notice be waived on the time element regarding the site.
Is there any objection to taking up as a special order of business a legislative citation honoring Senator Butrovich? Hearing none, it's so ordered. There has been a motion also that the notice be waived on that citation. Is there any objection? Hearing none, it's so ordered. Secretary, read the citation.
Honoring Senator John Butrovich, the entire Alaska legislature pays tribute and extends heartfelt good wishes to Senator John Butrovich of Fairbanks on the occasion of his 68th birthday. The Honorable Senator Butrovich has served in the Senate of the territorial and state legislatures for 30 dedicated years, ranking fifth in the nation for longevity of state legislative service. His remarkable career began in 1945 and was interrupted for only one term of office, the first and second state legislatures, while he ran for governorship of the state. During his tenure, he has served on every committee of the Senate, and he was president of the Senate in the fifth state legislature. Senator Butrovich is a true statesman. Among his distinguishing characteristics are honesty and integrity. He has never been known to trade, bargain, or compromise his vote on any issue. He works quietly and unobtrusively, but is very effective. Legislators seek and respect the opinion of John Butrovich. Many junior legislators learn the ropes from him. His fellow members of the legislature hope that this birthday is a happy one and look forward to many more years of inspiration and guidance from this notable Alaskan.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent to the Senate citation on the Senate.
Is there any discussion or debate? Would so many as approve of the legislative citation honoring Senator John Butrovich, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nays. The ayes have it. And so the legislative citation honoring Senator John Butrovich has been approved by the Senate. Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate incentive stand and easy, that all the members retain their seats, please.
Without objection, so ordered. As to my recollection, and I've been here almost continuously since 1959, perhaps Senator Ziegler, have you ever seen the likes of such a ceremony, sir?
No, sir, I have, but I have to have a chair in my way right now. Looking over this resolution, citation, which incidentally is something that the question has not seen, you might hide this from. Everything in it is true, but one thing perhaps, sir, is even more true than all the other nice things that were said. That is the line, many junior legislators learned the road from him. I say amen.
I don't blame him for that. Senator Buttrevich, do you wish to speak in your own defense, sir?
No, Mr. President. Just to say thank you.
We're glad to have you back with us, sir.
I'm glad to be back, sir.
The Senate will come back to order. Next order of business.
Senate Bill number 440 by Senator Ferguson, an act making a special appropriation to the Department of Fish and Game for disbursement to the Alaska Eskimo Whaling Commission to assist voluntary efforts to ensure whale stock viability and providing for an effective date. The Resources Committee considered this bill and reports it back with an amendment as follows. Senator Poland, Chairman, signed no recommendation. Senators Buttrevich, Sumner, and Meelan signed no recommendation. Senators Huber and Croft signed do pass. Senator Tillian signed do not pass unless amended. The Finance Committee had this bill under consideration and recommends it be replaced with a committee substitute and do pass. Signed, Senator Sackett, Chairman, concurring, Senators Homan, Meelan, and Tillian.
Senator Sackett.
Mr. President, move for adoption of the Finance Committee report.
You have the floor, sir.
Mr. President, there was only one change from the original bill, and that was that the funds would be appropriated to the University of Alaska Arctic Environmental Information and Data Center, rather than originally to the Department of Fish and Game. And this was at the request of the Whaling Commission and also the Department. And I would ask for consent.
Is there any objection to the adoption of the Finance Committee substitute? Senate will stand at ease. To order, a motion has been made for the adoption of the committee substitute for Senate Bill 440. There has been objection. Is there any remaining objection? The objection has been removed. Is there any discussion or debate?
Question.
If there's no objection, the Senate has before committee substitute for Senate Bill 440. The Finance Committee.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 440 by the Finance Committee, an act making a special appropriation to the University of Alaska Arctic Environmental Information and Data Center for disbursement to the Alaska Eskimo Whaling Commission to assist voluntary efforts to ensure whale stock viability and providing for an effective date. There are no amendments.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move an act unanimous consent and I will be suspended in committee substitute for Senate Bill 440 to consider the gross advance of third reading and place the final pass.
Is there any objection? Hearing none, it's so ordered.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 440, an act making a special appropriation to the University of Alaska Arctic Environment Information and Data Center for disbursement to the Alaska Eskimo Whaling Commission to assist voluntary efforts to ensure whale stock viability and providing for an effective date.
Is there any discussion or debate? Senator Huber?
Mr. President, I feel that I must rise. I am going to support this issue. However, Mr. President, since I recommended due pass on the issue, I have become aware of the stand of the same people that we are standing up here for in regards to the so-called Title VII of the Udall Bill, which purports to take Alaska's handling of its fish and game away from the state. I think this is a good example, Mr. President, that the state of Alaska is trying its very best to do what is right for the subsistence hunters and for the native people. But I believe that their endorsement
in this case of Title VII, or as it appears to be. I hope they change their minds on it somewhere along the line, Mr. President. And I'm going to continue to try to support this kind of thing until I find out if they're not doing it. I think the state of Alaska can better handle it. Thank you.
Any further discussion or debate on committee substitute for Senate Bill 440?
Question.
The question is, shall committee substitute for Senate Bill number 440 pass the Senate? Senators may proceed to vote. Have all senators voted? Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the roll.
Sorry, but our machine's malfunctioning again. Should we take a...
Take a manual. We avoid that roll call vote and we'll have a manual roll call.
Senator Homan?
Yes.
Senator Huber?
Yes.
Senator Curtula?
Yes.
Senator Meehlin?
Yes.
Senator Orsini? Senator Poland?
Yes.
Senator Ray?
Yes.
Senator Rohde?
Yes.
Senator Sackett?
Yes.
Senator Sumner?
Yes.
Senator Tillian?
Yes.
Senator Willis?
Yes.
Senator Ziegler?
Yes.
Senator Bradley?
Yes.
Senator Butrovich?
Yes.
Senator Coletta?
Yes.
Senator Croft?
Yes.
Senator Ferguson excused. Senator Hackney?
Yes.
Senator Rader?
Yes. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary, announce the roll.
The roll shows 19 yeas, 1 excused.
And so committee substitute for Senate Bill number 440 has passed the Senate. Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move the action number to set the roll call vote on the passage of committee.
Is there any objection? Hearing none, it is so ordered. And so committee substitute for Senate Bill number 440 with an effective date clause has passed the Senate. Senator Coletta.
Mr. President,
is there any objection, Senator Orsini?
Mr. President, I object just for the purpose of regulation. On every member's desk is a packet titled National V2 Influence Program. Mr. President, it's a somewhat lengthy document. I would ask the members between now and tomorrow to review this. I do intend to make an amendment to House Bill 652 and discuss this issue at that time. I move my chair.
Is there any further discussion or debate on the motion to hold over 652 until tomorrow? Hearing none, House Bill number 652 is held over until tomorrow. I believe that concludes the daily calendar.
Yes.
Unfinished business. Special orders. Announcements. Senator Poland.
Mr. President, the Senate Resources Committee will meet this afternoon at 1:30. We're taking up Senate Bill 511, the Division of Energy and Power Development, SJR 47, urging support of SR 974, increase in fishing loans for bottom fish gear. HJR 66, urging funding of $3.3 million to the Alaska Fisheries Development Corporation.
Senator Hackney.
That's at HESF at 2 o'clock today, Senate Bill 474, dental hygienist, Senate Bill 518, validating Alaska's drug law.
Senator Willis.
Affairs and a joint meeting will be meeting at 1:30 in courtroom A. We'll hear another consultant, White and Wells, is the name of the consulting firm. Tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. in Senator Bradley's Commerce Room, we will be hearing directly from another consultant, Mr. Rifkin. Senator Ray, please take note. It'll be tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. in Senator Bradley's
Senator Petula?
Also, at the 9 a.m. meeting tomorrow morning, if the materials are available, there will be two bills on the Delta project up before us briefly. And further, Mr. President, if the opportunity permits, I think it will, Saturday, 1 week from now, in Fairbanks, about 3 p.m., depending on the ability to come and go, maybe 4 p.m., there will be a hearing to be posted on the North Slope Hall Road. I'll try to cooperate with the rest of the committee that's traveling on the, I believe, at the same time, and we'll be there, I think, at the same time on the Capital Move hearing program. I'm going to hold a hearing on the North Slope Hall Road in Fairbanks at that time for any interested legislators who wish to attend, which make that announcement now, a week from Saturday, so we get that bill on the way.
Senator Sackett?
Point at tomorrow night.
Any further announcements?
Mr. President.
Senator Petula?
Further, there is a Democratic luncheon with Representative Swanson Wednesday, March 22nd, Capitol Hill, the Baranoff Hotel.
Senator Hubert?
We have a very brief at ease, sir.
Senate will stand at ease. The Senate will come back to order. Senator Sumner?
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from call at Senate on Monday next.
Is there any objection? Hearing none, it's so ordered, and the Secretary will so note. Any further announcements? Senator Coletta? Without objection, we revert to the introduction of guests.
Mr. President, the gallery behind me, a longtime friend of many of us, and not too frequent a visitor, Mr. Bob Sweat from Phillips Controls.
Any further introductions? Senator Ray?
On this side, in this gallery, is an old friend of mine, and he's very shy and retiring, and I don't know if it would be proper or not to introduce him, more or less my conscience and my advisor, Mr. Bob Gere.
That almost sounds like one of Senator Ziegler's citations. So. Accuse a man of being Senator Ray's conscience.
Senator Ray's advisor, he might not have wanted to be here. We've been looking for the fella.
The fellow probably should have equal time, you know, to disclaim. Any further introductions? Senator Coletta?
Mr. President, a reminder that upon adjournment, the lounge has faith and it will affect everyone to come in and sing happy birthday to Senator Buskovich. Mr. President, I move an act unanimous consent to send the adjournment to 10 a.m.
Hearing no objection, it's so ordered.